Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Charlotte Perrin. I'm the Director of Health for the City of New Orleans, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the NOLA for Life program and the next iteration of that for us, which is called the NOLA for Life Playbook. I have no relationships to disclose. I'm going to give you a little background on how the New Orleans Health Department... Chris Guthrie, come on in, Chris. How the New Orleans Health Department got... We'll talk about him later. How we got involved in violence in particular. So some of you may have heard some of our story, but 3.5 years ago, our health department was really focused on a lot of direct services, not a whole lot on population health, and we made a commitment 3.5 years ago to transform ourselves into some of the areas of work that became more population health related, less than direct services. Part of that was because of Katrina and the fact that we had systems that were being put in place to provide that direct service that the health department no longer needed to provide, and honestly was not providing it at a quality level that the citizens deserved. So we took advantage of that and decided to put ourselves into some of the other buckets of work that were important, one of those being violence. Around that same time in 2012, Mayor Landrieu had his own ideas on how we should look at violence. And out of that, the NOLA for Life project was created. And what NOLA for Life does, this is about us, and again, we're a 21st century health department who is accredited. And the murder rate in New Orleans for the last 30 years has been 7 to 8 times the national average. So this is not anything new for us. This is not a new problem, not a Katrina problem. This is something that's been here, and various groups have done work on it. But the results have waxed and waned, and I think that what you're going to find is what we've created this time is one that is comprehensive and not just dealing with the issue of reducing the murders, but also where do you go forward and look at prevention and other ways to stop. So NOLA for Life focuses on 5 areas. One, and the primary function initially was to stop the shootings. You know, with that murder rate as high as it was, and black men killing black men, it was imperative that we put things in place to stop the shootings. And Tyrone is going to talk about some of those things that we did to create some ways to stop shootings or to prevent them from happening. But then the next one was to invest in prevention. And that's where the health department primarily came in. You know, lots of violence programs really look at how can we get rid of the acute issue that's going on, but we really wanted to take the lead in looking upstream and figuring out how could we affect lives early so that hopefully you begin to shift the paradigm somewhere along the way that violence is not the answer, and that ways to handle your anger and ways to handle your disputes could be handled in a different way so that you're not just picking up a gun and doing that first reaction of killing. Next one was to get involved and rebuild neighborhoods. So part of NOLA for Life, a big part of it is community action in terms of putting ourselves out into the community, doing work with parks, revitalizing neighborhoods, looking at blight, all those things that can affect the where you live and what you need to change to make that neighborhood and make those areas where our families are growing up more of a place of wellness rather than a place of despair. Promoting jobs and opportunities. Again, this is long-range plans. And how do you get the community and the corporations and the people who hire people to really hire the people who need it? You know, and putting people into jobs so that there is an alternative. And then finally for us, improving the NOPD. The City of New Orleans Police Department is under consent decree and in terms of items that need to be worked out. So those things are ongoing as we move forward, but part of the big picture of NOLA for Life. So success to date, in 2013, the murders are down by 20% from the same period in 2012. Now, for us, we're happy with that. That's great. It's not enough. our murder rate was still, you know, extremely high, and so this is an improvement. But we also understand that, you know, for it to continue to drop, we need to continue with the programs and evaluate what we're doing to make sure that we don't stop the momentum. Impact of early efforts focused on intervention and enforcement, group violence reduction strategy, multi-agency gang unit, and ceasefire in Central City. In terms of investing in prevention, of course, as mentioned, we are a member of the National Forum on Youth Violence Prevention. We are focusing more of our resources on children, youth, and families, and primarily where you see this is in our New Orleans Recreation Department, where we've made big investments in putting it into the activities and making sure that the parks in those areas have the facilities and have what they need to be able to have our youth engage in that and have areas where people can go into those neighborhoods and participate. Sustaining reductions in violence over the long haul. You know, again, this is not a one-time shot effort. This is about how do you build a program that's gonna have some structure to it that will outlast administrations. You know, that this is not just about the Mayor Landrieu administration, but this really becomes the way of life for New Orleanians, that they expect better. Expanding our partnerships and honestly creating a vision where children live in a city of peace and prosperity. So part of the planning process by the National Forum on Youth Violence and for this city to look at was what were we finding in our asset maps. What stands out in terms of this in particular is the high numbers specifically in coalitions and networks, whether it was upfront in the planning process, whether it was while you're in the middle of doing the work that you were doing, and then finally in the aftermath of what you're doing, you know, from planning through the implementation and then finally to the evaluation and the work that's happening. So we've set a goal that by 2020, 95% of our youth will feel safe in their schools and their neighborhoods. And what this gives you is a snapshot in 2012 of what that looked like for us. Of course, in the younger grades, you can see what those numbers are. And the other thing that we want to point out, and particularly in New Orleans with the changes in the school systems here, you know, you can measure one and say, do kids feel safe in schools? And that's one area. But a lot of our kids do not live in the neighborhoods where their schools are. So you see a difference between whether they feel safe in schools, whether they feel safe in their neighborhoods, because of the way our school systems are set up now. We do not have one school system. We basically have at least three. Is it three?
Seven or eight.
Okay. Systems. And most of them have, of course, you have different leaders in all the systems, but even add to that, that in some of our charter schools, even those are more individualized. So you don't have one group that you can go to and say, okay, we want to implement and do. Whenever we approach now, we have to approach everyone individually to get the buy-in for what we want to do. So sometimes that works well, sometimes not so well at this point. We hope that eventually as data continues to grow and the work that we're doing, that will change. So the NOLA for Life playbook is what we have put together to really start working on how do we systemize those changes for us. Designating a structure for youth violence prevention, that's what the playbook does for us, includes not only the health department, but its partners, other parts of city government, everyone who wants to make this work is involved in that. Coordinating and integrating the activities toward the shared priorities. The playbook lays out what those priorities are for us, and then establish the benchmarks for that accountability that we eventually want to see. So the structure is that it lays between these three areas. One is the Children and Youth Planning Board, which is authorized by state law in the city ordinance, and this ensures output from a wide range of collaborators and partners. The City of New Orleans Health Department, which has dedicated staffing to coordinate the activities, and we will be the place where data collection and tracking kind of centralizes, and then communication amongst the partners. We are the ones that will help to facilitate, link, and leverage the project. and Enola for Life, which it sits in the mayor's office, but it's a way to integrate with the city's murder reduction efforts, but also to make sure that we had the input from city leadership. So up front, the goal is to stop violence from happening before it occurs. In the thick, the goal is to intervene at the first sign of risk and respond effectively when violence does occur. And the aftermath is to repair and restore our youth, families, and communities that have been affected by that violence. Again, some more benchmarks and just another way to look at how children feel safe in schools and neighborhoods, and a trend of that. You know, as you can see, this one in schools, we're still kind of a little everywhere. In neighborhoods, climbing, you know, except for those sixth graders that, I don't know what's going on in sixth grade, but they tend not to feel as safe, and maybe that has more to do with age, but what we are seeing is that the trend is climbing. So the priorities for 2014 is preventing school violence, and so we are promoting positive school climates by using some other ideas. One is restorative justice, which is a way that you provide other means of disciplinary action instead of putting kids out of school. What do you do to create some mechanisms that will keep them in, keep them learning, looking at circles so that you can create some peer support and peer, you know, interaction on what's going on. And then positive behavior interventions and supports. And what we've done in the health department, we've been able to cobble together small grants that we get, and then basically what we do is we put those out to the schools to do an RFP, right, to write a proposal, write a grant to the health department so we can help to fund some of those activities and see whether or not they can create those pilots in their schools and see if they work. The other piece for us is integrating these programs into other programs that we have. So one of the things when we transformed and moved out of direct care, we did not let go of our services that touched families. WIC in particular, Healthy Start, those programs continue to bring families into the health department to receive services. And what we started doing is looking at those programs as a way to interact on violence prevention issues at that early level so that you're hitting people when they're learning how to become parents and they're first forming those bonds that need to happen. One of the things we first looked at when the health department got involved was how many of the children were coming through our WIC clinics that eventually were involved in violence. And we were able to track some back. You know, when we would have a shooting, we could go back into our records because we've had WIC clinics forever and find that these were families that were in our clinics. So right now, 62% of New Orleans children under 5 are eligible for WIC. So you're touching many families through that. We have put in a domestic violence screening program in those clinics. We already had that in Healthy Start, but we are now trying to consistently do this. And then, again, a pilot program around parenting education to see if when you put in triple P positive parenting or Play Nicely, looking at which one works better, both are evidence-based programs, and seeing whether or not we can integrate that into our WIC clinics. So the next thing for us to build that public health infrastructure to sustain our violence prevention activities, the data collection, measuring risk and protective factors. We've already done the measuring of risk and protective factors in some of our children and families programs and looked at neighborhoods. And as most of you may know, if you've looked at violence and you've looked at some of your other issues that you have, of course you can lay these things one on top of the other, and more times than not, it's in the same neighborhoods with the same kids with the same families. So as we've begun to do that and looking at things through a life course lens, we've been able to look at those protective factors for maternal child, but now start to look at that also for violence. Communication, and then now messaging the value of prevention. The first parts of NOLA for Life really focused on how do you stop the shootings, and we were doing our work in the background around prevention. Now the focus is not shifting off of that, but putting a greater lens on the prevention piece of this. So keys to success for us. The first one is committed high-level leadership. NOLA for Life could have been created, could have been a plan that you put in place, but without the support and strong support of the mayor and the administration would not have come to life in the way that it has now come to life. So that is an extremely important part of what you do. Clearly and consistently making the case for prevention to policymakers, community members, and funders. You know, when you're dealing with violence, it's about stopping. Just stop. You know, what can you do to stop it? And people don't take the time to go back and look at what could you have done, you know, way back to make this change. And so, you know, you have to have and educate people on why it's important, why the prevention piece is important. And so that's what we do now. We are consistently, and that's the role of the public health department to do, to help people understand why prevention needs to be part of the entire plan. Opening a big tent, build partnerships locally and nationally. The work also, without the leadership, could not have been done without partners. And our partners stretch far and wide, and we welcome all those partners in moving us forward in what we need to do. The visions are basically the same. You know, everyone wants to see odd stops, and everyone wants to see how can you really change the paradigm from upstream. Embrace the challenge. The solutions must be big and bold. You must always be thinking outside of that box, right? You're not going to make everyone happy with what you're doing. This is not a section of work that you can quietly move into. You're going to have to make some noise and get people to understand why it is so important and why they should all be appalled at what happens with violence. And pegging success to metrics and tracking that progress. You know, data, data, data. You need to be tracking what you're doing, whether or not it has worked. Thank you.